Riggs and Alley, rewind.
I don't know if I've told you guys this yet, but I signed up for a triathlon in June.
What?
Huh?
Yeah, a triathlon.
Riggs?
That's swimming, biking, running. And
what triathlon? Because you know people that are triathletes are listening going, which one?
It's the Bigfoot Triathlon in Lake Geneva.
God.
Are you?
I promise you.
Are you kidding
me? In Lake
me?
Geneva, there is one called the Bigfoot Triathlon that my friend did last year in June, and I thought was hilarious. And I went, ha, 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 I'm going to sign up for this the day after when the registration happened, thinking, this is a year away. Ha, ha, ha. Well, now it's coming up in
June. Oh, my
June.
God. Been there, done that, where you're like, yes. Commit to something, and you're like, oh, God, what did I commit to?
And now I committed to a triathlon.
What do you mean a big... I just have to ask this for a side note,
it's
because
Bigfoot
thanks
Beach
to you, my
State
child
Park.
Has been obsessed with Bigfoot and believes it's real now. Thank you not so much.
Well, he is. Prove to me he's
okay.
not.
So there hasn't... Do you go look for Bigfoot, or it's just called the Bigfoot Triathlon?
It's called. It's at Bigfoot Beach Park.
That's why it's
That's
called.
That's what it's called.
Oh. Yes. Just wanted to make sure there wasn't.
There's a whole Bigfoot.
Twist.
There's a whole
right?
Bigfoot school district down in Lake Geneva.
That is
I promise
so
you.
Cool. Really?
Yes. Really. It is awesome. Bigfoot High School. It's true.
Oh my God.
It's very true.
How
yes.
are you not their mascot?
I
right?
should be. I really should be. So I'm obviously I'm training for this. I'm going to the gym regularly. I'm swimming more. I'm
Which
biking
is hard.
More.
Swimming
yes,
is
it
what's
is.
Hard for a lot
That's
of people.
That's the hard part. It's a 700.
I grew up as a competitive swimmer. It's like if you didn't grow up running as an adult's
yeah.
hard.
Uh-huh.
You know what I
huh?
mean?
Oh
it's
yeah.
A,
swimming to me is just trying not to drown. Okay, that's all it is. Don't
You're
die.
So many That's people are like that.
That's what it
so
is.
So many.
That's what it is. So I was going for a pretty exhausting swim, and I've been working on kicks lately. So I did a 1,000-meter kick, which
oh
is just all
God.
just kicking for 1,000 meters. Because my trainer's like, you got to work on your kicking because it's part of your stroke. You're not kicking enough. You're dragging your body.
You want to come swim with you and push you?
Yeah,
it'll
maybe.
Actually probably piss him off.
Oh my God,
he might work harder.
Oh God, I'm swim with you.
Give me away
maybe,
from
actually,
her.
You know what?
Give
actually,
me away
I
from
might.
Her.
I'm serious. I might push you harder.
You might. No, my
because how many people do you know that can swim very
Dude,
well?
My
you know?
My trainer's doing a 40-mile swim
oh,
next
no!
month, so he's pushing me
well,
pretty
you
hard.
Push, you swim against him. You're
he's
fine.
He's pushing me pretty hard.
Oh my God.
So after the swim, there's the hot tub right next to the pool, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm gonna go in the hot tub just to kind of relax for 5 or 7 minutes. And as I'm sitting in the hot tub, this is like 12:30 or so in the afternoon, so not a heavy volume time at the gym.
It's all old people at the gym.
All
and,
old
and
people.
And the gym freaks, yeah.
Yep. So I'm sitting in there by myself. I'm like, oh, wow, I got the hot tub to myself. This
yeah.
is nice. Let me chill out for 5 or 6 minutes. And in walks one dude holding a white styrofoam cup of piping hot coffee.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I, for some reason, thought that was the strangest thing that I'd ever seen in my life. Of all the beverages... In all the world, of all the containers in all the world, of all
the
places in all the world, why would you bring hot coffee into a hot tub?
Gibbons, you go first, because I have a thought.
And I even said to the guy, I go, coffee, huh? And he went, yeah, man, it's great. And I was like,
he's getting into the hot tub. So he's in a bathing suit getting into the hot tub.
And he's getting it in. He's like, it's kind of spilling over a little while. He's walking in the hot tub.
And
it's like
old.
Spilling a little bit. Yeah, he's probably in mid-50s. Got a bunch of tattoos. Biker guy.
Old.
Nice guy.
Yeah.
Nice man who wasn't rude or anything.
I
thought it was very strange.
This is my thing. This is what I was going to tell you, Gibbons.
Yeah,
side note from Riggs.
Yeah.
I don't know why we always end up talking side note from Riggs. I always do this. I'm like, hold on, Riggs. Sure. Gibbons and I have to discuss.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
No, I don't. Think about how many times, though, you guys have gotten in a hot tub with booze.
Yes.
All I do
sure.
is get in a hot tub with booze. In fact, I don't think I've ever gotten in a hot tub without booze.
Sure.
So I get it. You're at the gym. Why does he have liquid at the gym? But at the same time.
It's not the liquid. It was just coffee that was just odd. Because
oh,
then
it was
that,
the coffee. I thought it was just bringing food or drink into the pool
it,
area.
It was a little bit of that, too. But it
at
was,
a gym is weird.
Yeah. And then he took it into the shower as well afterwards.
Now that's.
So he's also drinking the coffee in the shower
again,
as
that's
well.
Rude. Me and Z, who's one of our part-timers, are like, we don't see the problem. I carry my coffee all over the place.
Shower coffee?
Shower beer, I understand, but shower coffee is a little bit excessive.
Oh, that's pushing it too much.
That's a little
weird.
Excessive.
Text to 71037, and by the way, the phones are ringing too.
Yeah.
We got to get to that.
It goes from hot tub coffee to shower coffee. And I was like, really? Is that okay? But then I went to the manager afterwards. I go, are we allowed to have coffee and like drinks in the pool? And they go, well, that's not going to hurt anything.
Mm-hmm.
We'll probably prefer not to keep it to just water, but I don't know.
I just Googled something, by the way, not to
go
burst
ahead.
Your bubble. It turns out Bigfoot High School is named after the Potawatomi Indian Chief Bigfoot, who lived along the banks of Geneva Lake until his tribe was relocated by the United States government. So it's not named after the Bigfoot you think, Riggs.
What was the tribe named after, though? What was the tribe named after, though?
I don't know.
Bigfoot, wasn't
now
it?
Now I gotta Google again, damn it.
Oh, man.
Now I gotta Google more. I should do research
yes.
before I talk.
Yes.
What the hell?
Riggs and Alley.
It's Riggs and Alley.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.